Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Doug Whaley going to join us in a moment here. Fan Morning Show 93.7 The Fan. Don't know if we're doing the video thing or the phone call thing. I thought he was going to be in the car, so he'd have to do the phone line. But I'm looking at Callis, and I think he's going to try to do the video thing. Do I have a read on that situation correctly?
I don't know what you heard from Doug, because he was like, oh, I thought you were just going to send me the link.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, Crowley said you wanted me to give you a phone call.
Well, stop talking to me. Send him the link then, buddy.
This is all your fault.
I know. I would agree with that. I think he said he was driving from 9 o'clock until 10, now that I remember correctly. Oh, yeah, you were there. I should have asked you.
Yeah.
The guy I count on. The guy that I love. Mm-hmm. The guy who had the picks before everybody else yesterday, including ahead of NFL executives. Mm-hmm. If you missed this earlier in the show, you know that Dorn's the guy that gets the picks before all the draft nicks, all the national reporters, all the bigwigs out there. Dorn had an NFL executive. Not like a scout. Now, you had a big-time NFL executive text you this morning and said, dude, you knew the picks before we did.
Mm-hmm.
You had the picks before an NFL executive, Doran. And I know your guy, your mole on the inside, or girl, hey, I know that they say they're retiring. I don't know, man.
I know.
I don't know, man.
Might have to sweeten the deal.
Because you like that adrenaline rush, don't you? Makes you a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable. Because I'm not like the breaking news type guy. I'm not like the source. This is what I heard is going to – I don't like doing that stuff. So, like, I just get uncomfortable. It's not my forte. It's not in my arena to do that. So, mm-hmm. I'm still not used to it, and I probably never will be.
You sounded a little bit like James Franklin there. Make me uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable. You make – like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm uncomfortable.
It's one thing for, like, the Ian Rappaports of the world to get scooped by our local man, Doran Dickerson. It's totally awesome to me that you got NFL executives saying that you knew before they did, when you'd think they're obviously more tapped in and closer to things than you would be, because their job is collecting intel.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Whaley to join us here in a couple of minutes. Here's where the Steelers sit right now. So they take Troy Fatanu, 20th overall, the offensive tackle out of Washington. And Mike Tomlin did say in his press conference yesterday, he is a tackle. Is he going to play left tackle or right tackle? We're going to ask Doug about that coming up in a second. And then there's some really good players still on the board right now that could be there when the Steelers pick 51st overall. So we're looking at Zach Frazier and Jackson Powers Johnson, the two centers from West Virginia and Oregon, respectively. And we're looking at a handful of good wide receivers. And we're probably looking at four or five corners that I would at least kick the tires on coming up at 51st overall. Doug Whaley joins us now. Doug, I screwed the whole thing up, man. How's it going?
Oh, he can't hear us.
Okay, now you've screwed the whole thing up. Or perhaps Doug has screwed the whole thing up. What's wrong with just calling him?
Mm.
What's wrong with the phone line?
Yeah, I don't know. It's 2024.
Would you play Broderick Jones or Troy Fa'atanu at left tackle this year?
Broderick Jones. It's natural position, and I think that he profiles better as a left tackle, and Fatanu profiles better as a right tackle.
Mm-hmm. Fatanu played left tackle and was the best offensive lineman on the best offensive line in the country. Like, I could take it either way.
Really, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine at both spots.
Yeah, Broderick Jones played right tackle for the Steelers, and the early returns were pretty good for him, particularly run blocking. So if they, honestly, if they wanted to keep him there and just run it back, then I would do that.
Who had a higher
be okay with that.
Before we get to Doug, who had a higher draft grade?
Broderick Jones or Fa'atanu?
Yeah.
I saw Fa'atanu going
10.
Going 10 to 12 in most people's big boards. And I'd have to remember back to what Broderick Jones was. But the Steelers did have to trade up to take him, and he went earlier than Fa'atanu. All right, Doug Whaley now joins us on the phone. Sorry for the technical difficulties, Doug. How are you, buddy? Did you get some sleep last night?
Got some sleep. I could see you guys, just the audio wasn't coming through. So probably giving everybody a favor not seeing my mug this early.
All right, Doug, we were just talking about it first. Like, broad strokes, your thoughts on the Steelers picking Troy Fa'atanu at 20th overall.
Well, I look at it this way. I like the player. I actually thought he would not even be in their ability to get him unless they moved up. I think he brings an element of what is Arthur Smith type of offensive mindset. He's an aggressive guy. He's got a strong punch. He's a football player. He's going to bring that attitude of a power running game type of mentality when he steps on the field. He gives you versatility and flexibility on the entire offensive line, because now you have a rotation of three tackles. And if in a pinch, one or two of those tackles, being Dan Moore or Fa'atanu, can move in the guard. So you help prevent yourself from being set back if there's injuries on the offensive line. So I expect to see a lot of different line combinations during the offseason, and especially during training camp, to really find out who are the best five offensive linemen. And then the added benefit is whoever loses out on that offensive line competition, it creates great depth. So I really like the pick. They didn't even have to trade up like last year to use assets to get this guy. So the board fell, I mean, to them in a way that I don't think anybody, and especially them, thought that it would, especially with the options they had at 20.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Doug, what should they do today? What are you anticipating? I mean, they have the 51st pick in the second round. They have 2 third-round picks. What do you anticipate the Steelers doing today? I'm sure that you're aware that the San Francisco 49ers, they drafted a wide receiver, and Deebo Samuel and maybe Brandon Ayuk are available for a trade. What do you anticipate the Steelers doing?
I think right now it would be imperative for them to maneuver around to get the biggest need. Now, we talked about tackle as a want to upgrade, and they upgraded. Now there's the need of a center. So I think right now, I think they're on the phone for one or two things. They're on the phone to see how far they can move up with the least amount of draft capital, say that extra third rounder that they got in the Kenny Pickett trade. See how far they can get up to be able to be in a position to get one of those two centers. Or the second thing, being on the phone with San Francisco, saying, what is it going to take to get one of their two wide receivers? And then being able to say, okay, if we do this, what are we giving up, and where does this leave us in a position to get a center? Is it going to take us out of the center market, and then we're just going to have to go with what we have, but we're going to upgrade the receiver position, or maybe that's too costly and let's go with the center and still feel comfortable that there's wide receivers on the board that they could get in the third round or later.
Doug, I still have a couple of Fatanu questions I want to ask you, but let's stick with the Ayuk and Debo thing. Which of those guys do you like more, Debo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk?
I would go Ayuk because Ayuk is more of an all-around receiver. Debo's more of a playmaker. And I mean this, that Debo's a guy that really, when you watch him, most of his production are on scheme plays where he is the focal point and they scheme him open. Ayuk, you can put on one man-on-man and just say run around and beat this guy. So as a true overall receiver, that's Ayuk. Now, depending if Arthur Smith has he has to have a vision for Debo. And Debo's got to have a package for him where it's just all plays for Debo. And if they're willing to put if Arthur Smith's willing to adjust his scheme for that, then you can go for a Debo. But Ayuk, you can plug in any system and he would be successful.
Doug, we appreciate your time this morning because you were up late doing the draft show last night. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you. So a two-part question here to finish things up with you, buddy. Would you play Fa'atanu at left tackle or right tackle? Broderick obviously was good at right tackle last year. Fa'atanu played 27 games, started 27 games at left tackle in college. And would you start Fa'atanu day one?
I would say this, and knowing the way the Steelers and most likely, and knowing how Coach Tomlin works, you don't start him day one, but you give him reps. You get him in that mix from day one. Say he's going to start at second team, but he'll take half second team reps, half first team reps, and then I would put him in a rotation. I'd give him right tackle snaps. I'd give him left tackle snaps. I'd have Broderick, when Fa'atanu's at right, have Broderick at left. And Fa'atanu's at left, have Broderick at right, and then Dan Moore at right. And again, have that three-man rotation and see out of those three, who's the best left tackle out of those three? Who's the best right tackle out of those three? And then you set it. Don't go in with preconceived notions, and then you limit yourself. If you put him at right, and maybe he is better left than Broderick, you don't know. So why not find out instead of just going in, like I said, with preconceived notions? And then you limit yourself of putting the best five offensive linemen out there. And it goes back to that thing when you get great players and really good players and you start stacking talent, you want to get it right instead of be right. Don't be, well, we drafted him and we think he's a right tackle. You're trying to be right. Let's throw him in there and see what he can do and let's get it right.
Doug, thank you so much for your time, buddy. Your analysis is outstanding. We had a great time with you yesterday.
Always a pleasure. See you guys next week.
Thanks,
yes,
Doug.
Yes, sir. Doug Whaley, former NFL general manager, longtime Steelers executive. He says he'd play with it a little bit in training camp. And I agree with that. Why have preconceived notions?
Mm-hmm.
If Troy Fa'atanu is kicking ass at left tackle and Broderick Jones is doing what he did last year at right, okay.
Yeah.
Roll into the regular season and do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.